In Thailand today, Air Force cargo planes bombarded the south of the country with 100 million paper birds. It was part of the government's campaign to subdue the mainly Muslim south. Almost every day brings news of attacks on Thai security forces there or on Buddhist civilians, including monks. The government decided to release the origami doves today to mark the birthday of Thailand's king. NPR's Michael Sullivan was in the town of Thak Bai for the bird drop and filed this report.
Early this morning, before Operation Origami began, government officials and local community leaders gathered inside Thak Bai's community center for a birthday celebration for King Bhumibol Adulyadej. It was a Buddhist service led by a Buddhist monk, but the majority in the south is Muslim, socially and culturally more like their Malaysian neighbors than Thailand's Buddhist majority. Muslims in the south of Thailand are ethnic Malay. They speak a Malay dialect, not Thai, and the region was long part of an ethnic Malay kingdom. It was formally annexed by Thailand in 1909. Many Muslims say they've been neglected or discriminated against ever since, and they see the government's response to the Muslim insurgency as heavy-handed. Thak Bai's normally bustling shops and restaurants have been nearly empty since the tragedy of October 25th. That's when Thai police loaded hundreds of Muslim demonstrators into trucks for a trip to a detention center. 5 hours later, when the trucks reached their destination, 78 of the young men were dead, either suffocated or crushed under the weight of others piled on top of them. The mood in the south has turned angrier since then. Today's massive paper dove drop was an attempt to change it. At about 10 this morning, the first Thai Air Force C-130 came lumbering into view over Thak Bai. It spewed thousands of paper birds out a rear door, doves folded from scraps of paper, scrawled with messages of peace penned by Thais living in the north. Crowds of children chased the paper birds as the wind carried them downward toward the ocean. Many birds landed on the beach, others fell gently in the shallow water. The children who chased them were hoping to find the bird signed by Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra himself and win a scholarship or a job. 17-year-old Muhammad Haile didn't get the Prime Minister's bird, but he did scoop up several dozen others with messages like this one. To all the people in the south, you are loved, and I hope you are safe and that peace returns, this message read. But after nearly a year of nonstop violence and suspicion, it seems a distant hope. Abdulrahman Abdulsamad is chairman of the Islamic Council of Naratiwat province. He says today's initiative is a step forward, but doesn't go far enough, not after what happened in Thak Bai in October. I talked to the relatives of some of those killed at Thak Bai, he says. They saw what was happening with the birds today and laughed. They took our sons, they said, and they gave us back paper birds. And you expect the violence to end? Dr. Chaiwat Sataanand of Bangkok's Thammasat University understands that sentiment, but says the government's gesture is important. At the same time, he worries that Thailand's Buddhist majority may be less tolerant of Muslims if attacks on Buddhists continue after this peace offering.
The public could come out and say that we have done all we could. We fold these 100 millions of birds, we send it to them, don't they see that, you know, this is the goodwill we want.
He says if the violence by Muslim insurgents continues after this show of goodwill, it may become easier for the government to justify another violent crackdown. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Naraywat Province, Southern Thailand.